It's Brian and Tricia. We are Quixie 98.3 rolling through your Wednesday morning. And Lindsay Alikna is here from Kentucky Farm Bureau Insurance. We had our final, it was actually the bonus edition.
It was bonus.
Of the Adventures of Brian and Tricia. It was a good time. So we went down to Hardin County Water District number 2's treatment plant. Technically, they say it's in Glendale, but it's very, very near White Mills.
It was a long road trip for me being blindfolded, I have to say.
You were a little confused. You weren't sure where we were going. You were convinced we were going to leave you in a ditch somewhere.
I trust you by now, right?
Should you, though?
I should.
You've met me.
I know. I don't know if my trust level is... It's pretty high with you guys.
Well, we went out there and we met a very nice crew of people who do a wonderful job. They process, can process up to $8.1 million.
$8.1 million
gallons of clean water a day.
Unbelievable.
And let's point out, Hardin County Water District number 2 has very tasty water and very clean water that wins awards.
Lots of awards. Every year since that award has been available for them to win, they have won.
It was a really, really, really interesting day.
Intriguing.
And so much to it.
Because you think that water comes out of that creek fairly clean.
And you'd be like, well, probably, what do they do? Just run that through a little filter or something? No, there's a lot more to it than that.
Yeah, a ton. I didn't know charcoal was involved.
Yeah.
That was unique.
Well, and when we got there, we didn't warn you what we were doing because that's part of the adventures. That's never tell you where we're going.
No clue.
And I thought, this is a building and it's all indoors. This is not going to be a big deal.
Safe adventure.
You are known to wear high heels.
All the time.
So we didn't tell you to bring alternative footwear. I didn't think about maybe walking down the hill down to the creek to see where the water gets pumped in the woods.
Which was... part of the adventure, and we needed to see that because that is an integral part, obviously, of the water treatment plant.
And as we're walking down there, and as we're getting off the paved road, and we're crossing over this little barrier, and we're getting into this tall grass that's about knee-high on me, mm-hmm. so thigh-high on you.
That's right.
I looked at you and said, Lindsay, you're going to get bit by a snake today. And you said,
and we laughed.
What?
And we kind of laughed.
And I said, look at this tall grass. Nobody's ever around here. It's near a creek. It's sunny out. There's some rodents got out of their little nest because it rained. A snake's going to eat the rodent, and it's going to be sleeping in the sun, and we're going to see a snake today.
We're going to see it.
And we all laughed and laughed.
And then what happened 2 minutes later?
We saw a snake.
A big one.
And I'm convinced it was either a black mamba or a cotton rattle copper snake.
Mm-hmm. And that can kill us in an instant.
Can kill a room full of people. Actually, I showed a picture of it to Amy Aldendurfer just a couple of minutes ago. We were informed it was a common water snake, non-poisonous.
It was large, and we all stepped over
it
that.
It was well over 2.5 feet long,
twice.
And it was big.
And when I was the last one to step over it before we noticed it. Jody from the Water District noticed it, who is part of their maintenance crew, who does an unbelievable job there. And I stepped over, and he goes, oh, watch out, watch out. And we all kind of stepped back.
We thought it was because it was a step down, and he was trying to make you be careful.
No. There was a large snake.
I literally, at that point, started dying laughing because I'm like, well, I told you.
And I was not okay. Now, I break out in a sweat.
Kelly, the nice young lady from mm-hmm. the water district that does all their PR, runs their Facebook page, she's there in a skirt and some sort of kind of sandals.
Yeah.
Swinging a big camera around.
Yeah, she was taking pictures of us.
She went over the railing
mm-hmm.
and climbed out of that.
Quicker than I have ever.
We seen. All offered
she
to
was
like
an
give
Olympic
her a
gymnast.
Hand. Yeah, it was like, yeah.
Quick. She was gone. And Jody was the man. He closed that gate. He was not scared of that snake.
And
he kept everybody safe.
Yeah. And I mean, we were all convinced we were about to die.
So. Yeah, we all, except Jody. Jody, he was calm and cool and collected.
Well, all these are the people who talked to us and helped us and guided us on the tour. And everybody kind of pitched in on that yesterday. Chris Phillips, Jody mm-hmm. Wally, John Cruz, Ryan, I'm going to say Kynett or Kynett. I don't want to be wrong.
But we'll just go with both.
There you go. Taylor Aubrey, Kelly Lee, and Joy Womack. And thank you so much to all of them.
A terrific time.
And so much is involved in making clean water. And I didn't realize that they sold water to other water districts.
Either. That was a intriguing part that I learned that I had no idea about. I knew there was multiple steps in cleaning and filtering out the water till it got to us and coming out of a tap, but had no idea that water districts sold water to each other.
And the other thing, I didn't know that they were so good with their laboratory stuff here that they do lab work for other districts that are small that don't have the staffing or the equipment that we have.
We actually saw one getting dropped off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talked to a nice guy from Grayson County.
Yeah, and he came in with a cooler. I thought he was dropping off lunch for everybody. It turned out those were water samples.
Yeah. But they have a top-notch staff there, and that place is immaculate inside. And the one comment that was made was, if you walk in and it's not immaculate, you start questioning your water.
Uh-huh.
I can tell you that place is clean. They take pride in what they do. So we should all take pride in our community and in what they're doing there to make our water taste so good.
That is the Glenn D. Dalton Treatment Plant, technically in Glendale, but it's really, really close to White Mills.
Yeah.
Hardin County Water District number 2. The building itself opened in 1990, and they could only do, 2.6 million gallons of water? And then they've grown.
Twice since then. They've had two expansions to now be at that $8.1 million, or dollars, as Brian said.
Yeah,
I wish it was dollars. That'd be neat. That would be neat. But, you know, as our community grows, things like our water and our waste treatment and all these facilities that we have to continue to expand. And so that puts stress on them because they have to continue to operate during these expansions, which is unbelievable to me, to continue to operate a facility like that as they continue to expand. But they do a terrific job out there.
They were super complimentary of the other water districts in the region and the work that they do. And the reason we specifically went there, they asked us.
Yeah.
They said, would you please come visit us?
Yeah.
So it's not a slight on anybody else, but
they wanted
really
us to
nice
come visit. And that was probably our longest visit because there was so much involved in it. And it was mostly in the air conditioning.
Yeah.
So that was nice. Other than our snake adventure.
Yeah. Well, thank you again to you for being the sponsor of our adventures this
great
summer.
Time.
Five fun adventures. And
hopefully we can find some more adventures down the road somewhere.
Stay tuned. I think so.
We'll see. We'll see. You never know.
And that wraps those up. And we appreciate you so much. And everybody who helped us with our adventures and guided us and showed us things. And
thanks to our community for opening up their offices, their garbage trucks, their, you know, it was
airplanes,
great.
Bowling
airplanes.
Alleys.
We had a variety of adventures, that's
we did.
For sure.
Some of them were smelly.
Lots
some
of
them
were
scary.
Smelly.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't think the water treatment would be the scariest, but it was by far the scariest. The snake sent me over my edge.
That was it for you.
That was it for me.
Lindsay Alikna, Kentucky Farm Bureau Insurance. It's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3.